money.
First come, first serve, renter law. A little bit of an update. A King County Superior Court judge has just struck down the landmark Seattle law that required landlords to rent to the first qualified applicant. The first-in-time law passed by the City Council in 2016 is meant to fight bias by landlords who may unconsciously discriminate against potential tenants because of the factor like race, gender, or disability. It requires landlords to clearly state their rental criteria and then rent to the first applicant who meets those criteria. Landlords sued over the law last year. In court last month, their attorneys argued they have a constitutional right to choose who they want to rent their property to. When an attorney for the City of Seattle argued that sort of choice sometimes amounts to exclusion of certain people, Judge Suzanne Purishan was skeptical. What the plaintiffs want is the right to choose, the judge said. They want to be able to have their gut check that we use all the time in the real world. In a ruling Wednesday, she struck a similar tone. Purishan, who herself owns rental property, wrote that the choices of a tenant is a fundamental attribute of property ownership. The first-in-time rules few concessions to landlords. Interests do not redeem it, she wrote. While landlords are permitted to set their own rental criteria, the preliminary general rental criteria does not substitute for the discretion to choose a specific tenant. Purishan also wrote that attempting to stop discrimination, the law would have no limiting principle. It would expand the police power beyond reasonable bounds. Because the law requires that the landlords include their rental criteria in their for rents ad, she ruled it's also an illegal restriction on commercial speech. She called the rules sweeping advertising restrictions that restrict landlords. Speech without any individual suspicions of disparate treatment. The law forbids valuable speech activities like case-by-case negotiation. Ethan Bevlin's an attorney with the Pacific Legal Foundation who represented the landlords, called the ruling a victory for property rights, common sense, and our courageous clients who can once again make basic judgment calls over who will live in their property. A landlord isn't just a convenience store where customers come and go within minutes, Bevlin states. Our clients have long-term relationships with their tenants, and they deserve the chance to decide who their tenants will be. Seattle is likely to appeal the ruling, though a spokesman for the city attorney's office has not yet responded to the request or comment. But a spokesman from Seattle City's attorney's office said, "We disagree with the court's ruling, and we're studying it to determine our next step." So for now, at least the city's efforts to go further than that addresses discriminations has been blocked. So it's really interesting, everything that's happening with the renter laws and with all of the increase in rents, which are continuing right now. That these renter laws came into place to help with homeless. And I've got a really big, you know, passion with the homeless community. So a lot of that stemmed from that. But it'll be interesting to see how it plays out and whether things move forward or not. So more to come. So that's the Money Chat coming up next in the Money Hour. Strategies for building a better retirement in this market. Tony Salon with New York Life Wealth Management right here at 1150 a.m. KKNW after this short break.